Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, guys, cookie jar day early this week. Moving stuff around, we'll have AJ Hinch on Friday's show. Cookie jar, we're going to hit on a lot. Pistons, Tigers, the draft, and some general nonsense. We'll start with the Pistons. Should they bring back the final countdown plus the intros?
I would say, as a general rule, no. But if they get to game six, that's when you break it out to seal the series at home. That's when I would. That's the only time I would break. I wouldn't do it here. I'd let this team go ahead and make their own way, and don't saddle them with the history of what has happened when they've had the final countdown. They've had all of that.
Yeah, but this team has drawn inspiration from those teams. So whether it's the Bad Boys or the Going to Work Pistons.
They seem to be drawing more inspiration from Going to Work Pistons. And were they still doing this for the Going to Work Pistons?
Yes, I think it's a requirement that Mason gives these intros and we get the final countdown.
Yeah, but they haven't done it all year.
Yeah, but this is the time to break it out.
Game six. Do you have a preference?
Not a strong preference. I'd be indifferent either way, but I'm more of a, bring it back. It gives everyone that great feeling, right? Like, why not? I don't see why not.
Yes, they should. They have earned it. They have earned that honor of the final countdown and the intros.
By
yes.
The way, I was told that the FanDuel Sports local broadcast are going to stay live for, quote, something. It's got to be this. It's got to be this.
I'm not a fan, personally. I wish teams would come up with their own identities and own songs and stuff. And then Detroit's so bad with the old bits sometimes and keeping them alive. I mean, what? Did we use Bless You Boys last year with the Tigers? I mean, seriously, it's the same thing. But you know what? It makes a lot of people happy, so do it.
John, at the Tiger game yesterday, we were talking about walkout songs. What would your walkout song be?
Heather?
You know, it's funny when I thought of this, I'm like, well, what song is like the song of my life right now? And it'd be like The Wheels on the Bus, or If You're Happy and You Know It, I'm Coming Up. That's what would be playing right now.
Tom?
The Final Countdown. No, I'm just kidding. Definitely the NWO theme music from the heyday. They were a group in the, like a bunch of villains. That's when Hogan went to the dark side. It was awesome.
Greg?
So a lot of people think of this as the walkout music when you go as a batter in the batter's box. I think of it as the walkout music out of the bullpen as an intimidating closer to the mound. Oh. I'm going Until It Sleeps by Metallica.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome. I got Lose Yourself, Eminem. Classic.
Okay.
I also wrote that down as like a backup if the wheels in the bus doesn't go over well.
So it's funny how deep you went in this, because I had other ones too. I go, low-key millennial jam, Sweetness, Jimmy Eat World. But that's deeper cuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could do Wheels on the Bus, though. Yeah. I mean, it would have to be the 90-win bus now for the Tigers. Yeah, so there you go. Yeah.
Saved a seat for Valeni. Uh-huh. He's on board. Best and worst Lions draft pick ever.
This one to me was super easy. The best one is Penei Sewell. It started everything. It set the tone for the Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell era and we know how good he is. He's the best tackle in the league. And the worst one, by far, sorry, because he's a great dude, Aaron Gibson. Sorry, they passed. They passed twice. But Aaron Gibson, first round pick, and they passed on.
Who should they have taken
local,
instead?
A local talent that ended up going to Washington. I'll keep him nameless.
Yeah, but did he have like a good career even? Like, was he any good?
Ended up playing 12 years. Oh. Played a decade with that original team. Ended up coming back to Detroit finally. But Aaron Gibson was no longer a part of the, this was the 1999 draft, and he was no longer part of the team midway through the 2001 season.
Does Heather have anything from Colin?
No, pass. I was going to ask him, but no, I didn't.
No, pass.
In terms of changing the direction of the franchise and where you are in the draft, where it is difficult to do so, and taking a lottery pick and liking the guy that you got, it's Amon-Ra St. Brown is the best.
Who's the worst?
Aaron Gibson.
Man, take a number, man.
Take a number.
Can't decide. All right,
and
Tom.
There's so many, but I'm very adamant about mine. And although I think Greg's right, I think the obvious is sitting in front of us with the best. It's Barry Sanders. They had choices to make then. It could have been Derek Thomas or Deion. They didn't get butt hurt by Deion's comments saying he didn't want to come here and then say, oh, well, we'll see. You know, back then that was a little bit more common, the stubbornness of GMs.
Yeah.
And Barry changed the face of the franchise. He's arguably the best running back. He is, in my opinion, at the position. You drafted a starter on the All-22 team. The worst is easily for me, Eric Ebron. That was a damn good, talented Lions team in 2014. And if that team would have had Aaron Donald on it, I think this whole thing might be different. Like, seriously, that team, that 2014 Lions team is the biggest threat for me personally to go to the Super Bowl. That's the best Lions team I've seen in my life up until probably a combination of the last 2 years, you know? But Aaron Donald, I mean, think about that, guys. You're putting him with Sue. Maybe Sue stays. I mean, you're talking, you think what see what the Eagles have now.
Yeah.
How about that?
So I graded on a curve. So St. Brown was my best because you're picking in the fourth round and you land an all pro culture guy. And sticking with that curve, Charles Rogers, number two overall, is the worst pick in franchise history.
It's hard to argue.
National Bucket List Day. What's something on your bucket list?
Oh, for me, it's the Great Loop. This is a boating route that goes obviously through the Great Lakes. You go out the St. Lawrence Seaway, you go out to the Intercoastal, you go down around Florida, you come back up the Mississippi, you wake your way back out of Chicago, and you finish in the Great Lakes. It's about 5,500 miles. My dream was to accomplish this by now, but then kids, life.
Those darn kids.
Yes, everything happened.
Didn't Stoney do that for 4 hours?
Yes, he did. Yes, that was just, his Great Loop was just around Indianapolis. Yes. Mine goes a little bit further.
Heather?
Travel. There's a lot of places I want to travel to. I really want to go to Norway, which is where my family is from. Kind of do like, I want to go to locations where my family lived.
I thought your people were from Minnesota.
No, that would be the Vikings.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, the actual Vikings.
Yes. Oh, okay.
I'll say a traditional SEC football venue and playing another high-level team.
I would say for me, it's Italy. Would love to see Italy. The food, the culture, the history.
The original Bolognese.
The Bolognese. Mm-hmm. Next 3 years, you got to set goals for this stuff.
Uh-huh.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it.
When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
What percentage do you start getting concerned about your device's battery life?
10%.
Yeah, I'm right around 10 too. It's like, oh, I better find a charger. Like, if I don't find a charger, it's going to die.
You guys play with fire. For me, 39%.
39 very specific. To be exact.
I like 39%.
Please explain.
Because in the 40s, I'm still close to 50, but at 39, I'm going, if I'm going to be out somewhere, I need to be higher than 39%.
Yeah, Jim, a little surprised that it is that high, but man, mine is, if I get to the low 40s, I'm starting to think.
Really?
And starting to get anxious.
Really? Huh. I'm actually kind of hoping my devices die.
I never get it. My phone dies all the time, and it just dies.
Yeah, so John, you get happier as it goes down.
Oh, yes. I'm like, I'm almost there.
You're rooting for it.
2%!
Excuses. Here comes the excuse. Sorry, my phone was dead.
Mine's 20%. When it turns red, the bar, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's built in. If four-day work weeks were suddenly standard, how would you want it to go? Would you want Friday through Sunday off, or would you want Wednesday off in the middle so that you never work more than 2 days in a row?
This one is a home run for me. It is Wednesday off. It's Monday, Tuesday. You have a two-day work week. Wednesday off, Thursday, Friday, and having Tuesdays off in the league, having a midday work day where everyone else is working and you have that one off, it's much different than Friday. You try and get something done on a Friday and everybody else is checked out. You get something done on a Wednesday and there's actually time to get stuff done.
But you can't go anywhere. Like, you can't, like,
I don't
take
go anywhere anyway.
You can't, like, take all the weekend trip. Yeah. You just if you
I can
do
go
the-
fishing every Wednesday.
It's a poor choice. I don't agree with you. I think it's a bad choice.
You would take the three
Heck
in a row.
Yeah, I want the longest days off so I can go do something.
Okay, where are you going to go every weekend with kids?
I'm going to go up to a cottage. I'm going to go up north to a lake.
Your place up north is a 10-hour drive.
I'm not
drive.
Talking about that. I'm talking about, like, a fictional cottage that I have in my mind. I'm just saying I could go do
one that's on your bucket list.
Yes, exactly. You know what? That's a good bucket list item. I want to have a cottage.
So I'm with John in some capacity, because I do think you get some alone time as an adult. That's virtually...
Kids are in school.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can do your thing. But with this shift, I got to go Friday to Sunday, because Thursday's lurking awfully quick on Wednesday in terms of prep. I kind of like our last half of Sundays. It's like it just starts getting depressing.
Yeah,
the Wednesday would feel wasted with this job.
Yeah,
I take three in a row. That's the cookie jar, John. You're all alone with your Wednesdays.
That's fine. I'll be all alone on my Wednesday. That's fine.
I think that's how you want it. It's 97.1.